Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Well, it's Tuesday afternoon. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason out of the office. We had a great day. Well, I assume we had a great day over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Should have wrapped it up in the last, half hour or so, maybe a bit before that. Folks are traveling home. They'll get a chance now to recap some of the things we talked about there, and you can hear it maybe for the first time. We're joined by Gary Schnitke, agricultural economist from the University of Illinois. No update, by the way, of what happened in Chicago on this afternoon. Hey, Gary, thanks for sitting down with me on this Monday afternoon. Of course, we're playing this on Tuesday to talk about a couple of things. Big decisions that producers will have to make. We'll get to crop insurance in just a bit, but the crop insurance and the ARC PLC, which is the Farm Safety Net programs, that decision has to be made. Those decisions have to be made by the 16th of this month. So by the 16th of March, farmers will and landowners will have needed to make some decisions. Let's start with ARC PLC. And we'll begin with Prevent Plant Acres, because there's a different choice there, not related quite to ARC County and PLC as most producers and landowners have been thinking about it. And it's called ARC IC.
Yeah, ARC IC is ARC Individual Coverage. It's a whole farm insurance that will pay when farm revenue is below 86% of a benchmark revenue, which again is based on a whole farm. If there is an FSA farm, Farm Service Agency farm, that is completely prevent plant, ARC IC will make the maximum payment. And the maximum payment for many Illinois, central Illinois farms will be around $50 per acre. So you got a farm that's completely prevent plant, and it has to be completely prevent plant, I would consider enrolling that in ARC IC by March 15th, because you'll get the maximum payment.
Yeah, so this is a unique decision in a couple of different ways, because we knew last year, relatively speaking, or we're looking back at the crop we already have in place for the Farm Safety Net sign-up. And it's a two-year sign-up, so it's for last year's crop and the crop they'll put in the ground this year. And what you're saying, essentially, is that given what we know at this point, the best payout is likely just to do ARC IC on a prevent plant farm that was 100% prevent plant, an FSA farm that was 100% prevent plant, because the likelihood in 2020 of getting more than that between the combined 2 years is not very high.
Yeah, absolutely. So if we're looking at 2020, if you're not enrolling it in ARC IC, you'll be enrolling it in PLC or ARC County. And for corn, we would probably suggest that you lean heavily towards PLC. And PLC could make payments on corn next year, 2020, because we have a 370 reference price. And so we could see prices well below 370 if we have what people are predicting to be 94 million acres planted and trend yields. You could see prices below that, but you would probably get to $50 to $60 per acre. If you had a 330 price, for example, market year average price, you could get PLC payments on corn sort of in that same range as ARC IC will make for this year. And again, ARC IC, ARC County or PLC is not likely to make payments on corn for 2019, except in some very limited counties. So we suggest taking ARC IC on those farms, because ARC IC will pay on all base acres, whereas corn PLC will only pay on corn base acres. And it's still not likely that PLC or ARC County will pay for soybeans. So ARC IC is likely to make a bigger payment for 2019 than you're likely to get in 2020.
Okay, quickly to summarize, if you have an FSA farm that was in prevent last year, most likely you want to take ARC IC, and you can run your own farm numbers on the FarmDoc website, correct?
Well, there's a downloadable farm bill tool that you can look at ARC-IC. And by the way, you know everything you need to know about 2019 to calculate the payment except the market year average prices, because you should know the yields for your farms by, for 2019. We would suggest running that those your farms through that. And the other general rule of thumb is prevent plant will make payments, maximum payments. Some farms with lower yields will also make ARC-IC payments. And if you're getting a crop insurance payment, ARC-IC couldn't be also making a payment this year. So it doesn't take long to run them through. We have a calculator, run them through and see what farms will pay and what farms won't, and selectively enroll those in ARC-IC. Other thing to keep in mind is if you have a farm that's maximum payment, combining it with another farm can actually increase your payment in certain cases. So,
there's a calculator and a downloadable spreadsheet. It's the spreadsheet they need for the ARC-IC.
Yep, it's a spreadsheet for ARC-IC. Go to our Farm Bill toolbox. It's the first thing you'll see.
Yeah, so it's at FarmDoc, not FarmDoc Daily, but farmdoc.illinois.edu. And you'll look for the 2018 Farm Bill toolbox, because 2018 is the year that the farm bill was passed, and we're talking about the farm safety net, not crop insurance at this point. Those are two different kinds of programs. It might be important, since I mentioned it, to discuss the difference between the two. If I remember correctly, the way you often explain it is that the farm bill or farm safety net programs smooth out income over time from one year to the next, and or can, and that the crop insurance is for in-year problems.
That's right. So if you look at crop insurance, it resets its projected price each year, so you're not getting within-year protection. ARC County and PLC can do that across years. PLC does it by having an effective reference price that doesn't go up or down. And ARC County does that by having a revenue program with a floor in it at the effective reference price.
So let's turn our attention to those farms that were not in prevent plant and stay with corn. You're suggesting ARC County is probably the best idea.
Or excuse me, PLC for corn.
Or I'm sorry, the PLC. Yes, yeah, correct. Yeah. Correct.
And again, that is based on a couple factors. One is that we won't see many payments for ARC County in 2019 for corn. We're coming up with some payments in Illinois for Iroquois County and Grundy County, as well as some spattering elsewhere. But Iroquois County, we're the non-irrigated, we're looking at a $13 payment. Grundy, something a little bit higher than $30. And the rest of the state, pretty marginal as far as our county payments. If you're looking at corn, though, the effective reference price is $3.70, and there's a really good chance that corn prices could be below $3.70 next year, in which case PLC will make payments and could make some large payments. So that's why we're suggesting PLC for corn, unless you happen to be in one Grundy or Iroquois County where there is a payment and then your decision is more difficult.
And there's some counties in Indiana that are the same way, correct?
Yes, there are some counties in Indiana that we're projecting have ARC County payments for 2019. In Washington, Switzerland, Franklin, Hancock, Harrison, there is a list of them. One thing to note, when we're projecting 2019 payments for ARC County, we're using NAS, county yields. That's not the same as what FSA will use, but it gives us a good indication. So there still is some uncertainty about payments for 2019, particularly for corn.
And in this case, now producers can use the calculator that is in that same space at farmdoc.illinois.edu and look for the Farm Bill 18 toolbox. And there's a calculator there. You can put your own numbers in, and it'll give you, for all intents and purposes, a set of odds.
Yep. And we're still looking at those odds of making a payment for ARC and PLC for 2019 and 2020.
And it's good not only for Illinois, Indiana, but all 12 Midwestern Corn Belt states?
It's good for the nation, so.
For every county in the nation. So anywhere you are, you can use that payment calculator that's on the FarmDoc website, farmdoc.illinois.edu, and then you look for the link for the 2018 Farm Bill Toolbox, leaning towards PLC for corn. And for soybeans, a different direction.
Yeah, we would suggest leaving to Arc County. And there's a couple reasons for that. First off, for 2019, there's some counties that will have some pretty large Arc County payments. There will be other counties that don't have payments. The largest county that we're projecting for a payment happens to be Champaign County, Illinois, with a $56 payment. So, and a lot of central Illinois counties, particularly nearer the county, the Indiana border, have payments, as well as counties western Illinois. So there's a sort of a band in northern central Illinois where we're projecting payments, as well as in southern Illinois. So those counties you would, or if you're in Champaign County, I would suggest enrolling in Arc County. And also, if you're looking at next year, the effective reference price for soybeans is $8.40, and it would be really harder, or it's harder for to get a soybean price below $8.40. We haven't seen that in the last 6 years, which I'm not saying that it can't happen, but it's harder. But let me give you an example of why we lean to Arc County. Let's say you're a doomsdayer and believe it, the market year average price for soybeans is going to be $8. All right? That'd be a bad soybean price.
That would be a bad soybean price.
That'd be a 40-cent payment rate under PLC. If you had a 50-bushel yield, you would get $20 of payment per times 0.85. So you'd be at a $16 payment. So, you know, so that's a bad case scenario under soybeans, which could happen. I'm not saying that that can't, but you're sort of looking at an $8 and market year average price yielding $16 per acre, and there's probably more of a chance of getting a lower yield than just generating an Arc County payment.
Right, so you're just saying no matter what you look at, the $16, even if you think that's the case, there's just not enough money there at this point.
Yep, and Arc County will generate payments if you have a localized low yield for some reason, which we did see this year, and we could see again next year. So, in essence, though, soybeans, we don't really think that there's going to be large payments either way in 2020 under that Arc County or PLC. So take what you can, if you're in one of those counties, for example, Champaign 56, Ford 37, Iroquois 47, take those payments and under Arc County and run.
Suggestions for wheat?
Wheat, if you got any sort of a PLC yield, take PLC. PLC is going to make large payments for wheat in 2019. Arc County will make payments in some counties as well, but almost always, if you have a 40 to 50 bushel yield, PLC yield for wheat, PLC will make a larger payment than Arc County.
We've talked about PLC for both wheat and corn. Producers in this part of the world, actually across most of the Corn Belt, won't have dealt with PLC very much. The wheat producers will have. There is an option that comes with crop insurance, and we're going to transition to that now. But there is an extra option in crop insurance that comes along with being in the PLC program. It's called SCO.
Supplemental coverage option, SCO. And if you're in PLC, you can take SCO. SCO offers coverage from 86% down to the coverage level that you select for RP or the combo product, RP. So if you selected a 85% RP policy, you would get a SCO coverage in county revenue from 86% to 85%. If you select 80% RP coverage, you'll get it from 86% to 80%. That policy is highly subsidized, and I would tend to think if you got a PLC to take it. So 86, if you're taking 85% RP.
Yeah, just add the 1% point.
Yep,
1%.
Yep. It's not going to do a lot for you, but you'll probably pay like 35 cents and probably expect to get paid $1 over time. So it's not going to do, if you miss it, it's not a big deal. But if you do pick it up at 85%, it will generate some funds for you.
Would you use it to lower the cost of crop insurance and go to 80% or 75% coverage instead? And because it'll cover, right? If I'm at 80, it'll cover through the 6%. If I'm at 75, it'll cover 11%.
Yep. So I would tend not to do that. And there's a couple reasons. One, it's a county level product, so you get county level coverage.
It's like GRIP.
It's like GRIP or ARP, so it's ARP policy. The other thing is, and this comes off after this year, is that as you lower the RP policy, you're lowering your prevent plant payment. So, you know, you probably want to keep that up there as well. Now, this is more, SCO may actually fit the situation of Southern Illinois more because where they tend to take RP at 75%, you can get 16% more coverage. And
right, so that was my question. So Southern Illinois, if you're out west maybe?
Less so west. It's more a southern sort of thing.
No, not Western Illinois. I meant the Dakotas.
Yeah. Dakotas, et cetera. Although the Dakotas like their prevent plants, so...
Right. Which brings me to one other option before I get really into the crop insurance directly. Because there is a checkbox to increase your prevent plant coverage, right?
Yeah, you can increase your prevent plant payment 5%. So it's a 55% payment typically for corn. You can get it up to 60%. Again, the cost of that is pretty low in Central Illinois. It's Northern Illinois. I would tend to suggest taking it. It costs very little. I don't think we're looking at a prevent plant situation
but it might be worth having.
It might be worth having.
Okay.
And we would have said that actually before this. Most people before this thought they'd never consider prevent plant.
The question just didn't really come up before this. Okay. So anything on crop insurance in general that we ought to be thinking about this year that's different? Unique. I mean, we have the SCO. We talked about prevent plant. What should farmers?
So it's the crop insurance program, RP, ARP. All of the policies are basically the same as they were last year. There's nothing major that's changed. Our projected prices for corn are $3.88, which is down 12 cents from last year. Soybeans is $9.17 projected price for 2020. Again, that's based on February averages. That's down from $9.54 last year. So we're looking at a little bit lower coverages than previous year, but we're also looking at lower premiums. This year, lower premiums will be lower because of those lower projected prices. Volatilities are the same, but rates came down in 2020, so farmers might be pleasantly surprised by the lower premium. I would tend to suggest to still taking an RP policy that's pretty high level, 85-80% in northern and central Illinois. If you want to do more or look at ARP, that's another alternative. But RP 85 and 80%, which is where most farmers are at, has been a good policy and will continue to be a good policy in 2020.
Do you have different suggestions for crop share landowners?
So crop share landowners, one thing that we probably see less of them taking crop insurance, and they would have to sign up for a policy themselves. I would suggest that crop share landowners take our crop insurance policies. I would, if you're particularly for a crop share landowner that isn't going to do any pre-harvest marketing, you might look at RP with the harvest price exclusion because it has a lower premium. But I would definitely take crop insurance because of the risks that are out there. And this year, if you had a crop share landowner, you know, that farmer had, and that crop share landowner did not take crop insurance, almost had a plant on that farm because there was no payments for the crop share landowner unless they did.
Hold it. Back up just a second. RP with?
The harvest price exclusion.
Meaning?
There's no, so RP can be, when a farmer buys RP, they get the harvest price bump up if the harvest price is above.
Right. This is, so you're just saying don't take the harvest. Why not take the harvest price?
Well, I'm saying that it's perfectly fine to take the harvest price RP policy, but if the person is doing it because of cost, you can cut the cost of the crop insurance product in half.
How about difference between corn and soybeans?
I would be more inclined to insure both at a pretty high coverage level. If you're going to cut soybeans, because soybeans have historically had less. But
yeah, their payout is far less normally than corn is.
Yeah, yep.
In terms of number of years they pay out, I mean.
Yeah, it's been.
Or total payout both.
Total payout both, so, yeah. So I would, you never know, right? So here's this thing about insurance is that you can go years without needing it, and then the year happens. We haven't seen Asian rust. We could see that, or, you know, there's any one of a number of things that could happen to yield that we believe soybean yields have gotten more robust. Well, that's just a matter of time before something smacks soybean yields.
Yeah, but bottom line is producers and landowners both, you think, should take crop insurance.
I do believe that if a share rent landowner, I would definitely look into crop insurance because, again, you would get the same coverage that farmers do, and remember it's subsidized so that over time you should receive more from crop insurance than you pay out. And the big year in which crop insurance helps is like those drought years, and you know, it doesn't look like a drought year, but you never know till it's over.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
Gary Schnitke is an agricultural economist from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. He posts most Tuesdays to the Farm Doc Daily website, so you can check out his articles there. You can also find the tools he's been discussing through the Farm Doc Daily website, but more directly by going to farmdoc.illinois.edu. And once you're there, you'll find a link that says 2018 Farm Bill Toolbox.